Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, November 5, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And today we're gonna be paying homage to two important figures in Argentine music. The tango writer Homero Expósito, who was born on a day like this in 1918. Today is his birth anniversary, 106 years from his birth. And also the death anniversary in 2012 of filmmaker, actor and singer Leonardo Fabio, definitely an icon of Argentine culture in the second half of the 20th century, a very respected filmmaker and a very popular singer. So he had these two roles in which he was both successful. It is said that he funded his much acclaimed films with the money he made as a pop singer. We're gonna be playing music by Leonardo Fabio on today's program, and by Leonardo Fabio alone, in addition to this feature on Homero Expósito, that will of course include also some of the works written by him together with his brother. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslri@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. This show airs via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz, and you can also listen to us via internet through rae.com.ar or via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free from our webpage from the Android and Apple stores as well. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Right after swear-in, a new foreign minister asked for the resignation of diplomats over Cuba vote at the UN. The government inaugurates a new section of the Vaca Muerta gas pipeline that will save in gas imports. Bolivia, soldiers and police cleared a roadblock of Evo Morales supporters. Venezuela and Iran will jointly manufacture optical fiber jointly. Mirta de Baravaggi, one of the first mothers of Plaza de Mayo, passed away at 99. Formula One, Argentina's Franco Colapinto was recognized for the best overtake of October. And these are the news. President Javier Milei has sworn in Gerardo Huerthain as Argentina's new foreign minister. He replaces this way Diana Mondino, who was asked to resign last week following a vote in support of Cuba at the United Nations. President Milei requested her to step down after Argentina backed a UN resolution condemning the American embargo on the Caribbean country. Huerthain, a former Argentine ambassador to the United States, took his oath as new minister on the Torah during a ceremony at Casa Rosada. Shortly after assuming, Huerthain dismissed several officials that had been appointed by Mondino. Let's recall that following the UN controversy, the government announced it would conduct audits to identify diplomats allegedly supporting anti-freedom agendas, quote-unquote. Local media reports suggest that another priority for Huerthain will be closing down embassies in countries with limited commercial ties to Argentina. The national government has inaugurated a new section of the Vaca Muerta pipeline, highlighting this will save money in energy imports. The new stretch connects La Carlota and Tío Pujio in the province of Córdoba, enabling the transport of shale gas from Patagonia to northern Argentina. Besides Córdoba, the pipeline will supply gas to Salta, Jujuy, Santiago del Estero, Catamarca, La Rioja and Tucumán. The inauguration was headed by Chief of Staff Guillermo Francos and Córdoba Governor Martín Yarlora. According to official sources, the pipeline could save Argentina around $1 billion in annual gas imports from Bolivia. Media outlets are calling this the last public work, as President Milei, let's recall, had announced his intention for all future infrastructure projects to be financed by the private sector alone. Bolivian military and police have cleared a roadblock set up by supporters of former President Evo Morales. Protesters had blocked a highway near Santa Cruz de la Sierra, eastern Bolivia, for 3 weeks. They are demanding the dismissal of judicial charges against Morales for alleged misconduct with a minor, a charge Morales has labeled political persecution. The government reported that the blockade in the town of Mairana has been lifted by law enforcement. Government Minister Eduardo del Castillo confirmed on social media that about 10 people were arrested during this operation. Clashes also occurred between demonstrators and police in Cochabamba on Monday, where other roadblocks remain. Morales recently launched a hunger strike, calling for dialogue with President Luis Arce's administration, with whom he was once allied. Venezuelan and Iranian officials have signed an agreement to manufacture fiber optics in Venezuela. The plan includes building a production facility in La Guaira, 30 kilometers from the capital, Caracas. The agreement was signed by La Guaira Governor José Alejandro Terán and Iran's Minister of Information Technologies, Sayed Sattar Hashemi. Venezuelan authorities say the plan is expected to be operational by mid-2025. Mirta Acuña de Baravalle, one of the first mothers of Plaza de Mayo, has passed away in Argentina at age 99. Her daughter, Ana María, was abducted by the military dictatorship in August 1976 at the age of 28 when she was pregnant. Since then, Mirta tirelessly sought answers about her. In 1977, she joined the first group to gather in Plaza de Mayo, demanding information about those who disappeared. She also co-founded the organization Grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, dedicated to locating children taken during the dictatorship, the sons and daughters of desaparecidos, like Ana María's baby. And now, sports. Argentine racer Franco Colapinto had some good news following the accident that took him out of the Brazilian Grand Prix last weekend. The Williams driver was recognized for the best overtake of October, voted by fans in a Formula One poll. His move overtaking Spain's Fernando Alonso during the United States Grand Prix in Austin received the highest votes on this online survey. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
Okay, and today is the death anniversary of Leonardo Fabio, a great, massive pop icon, not just in Argentina, but in Latin America. Notably, he was recognized both as a filmmaker, like acclaimed, very respected filmmaker, some say the best Argentine director of all times. On a parallel, he was a very popular pop singer. He was into romantic ballads that did not have the same audience at times of his films. His films were critically acclaimed and some were respected by intelligentsia, whereas his music was more commercial, so to speak, and appeal more to the masses. I heard some people saying that Fabio's music was a little cheesy and corny, but still, he was very popular, and it is said that he financed his films with the money he made with his music, and it seems that it was films what he really wanted to do. So, considering that we can't play his films to honor him, but we can play his music, we're gonna be focusing on that musical part of Fabio to honor him on this new anniversary of his death in 2012 at the age of 76. Yes. 74. Sorry, 74. He died at age 74. So let's play this, and then we'll have another homage, a feature on Homero Expósito, tango writer, whose birth anniversary is marked today. But that will be after Leonardo Fabio's Ella Ya Me Olvidó. She has already forgotten me.
Ella ya me olvidó. Yo la recuerdo ahora. Era como la primavera, su anochecido pelo, su voz dormida, el beso, y junto al mar la fiebre que me llevó a su entraña. Soñamos con hijos que nos robó la plata. Ella, ella ya me olvidó. Yo no puedo olvidarla. Ella ya se olvidó de aquellas caminatas junto a la costanera y el pibe que miraba. Ella ya me olvidó. Yo la recuerdo ahora. ¿Cómo no recordarla? En cada primavera, si llega con la brisa, se la lleva la arena.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Homero and Virgilio Expósito, two brothers whose fate was poetry and tango. The provincial capital of tango, Zárate, in Buenos Aires province, is the place where several important people in the history of tango were raised. Among them, Homero and Virgilio Expósito. Their father was an anarchist activist who made a living as a baker, but what he really wanted to be was a poet. Naming his children Homero and Virgilio shows just how much he loved literature. Homero, a poet and a lyricist, was born in 1918 and was sent to a boarding school in Buenos Aires. Virgilio, in turn, who was a composer and a pianist, was born 5 years later in 1924. And this is one of Virgilio's daughters, recalling her father and uncle's first creative steps. Monica recalls that her father, Virgilio, asked his mother a piano when he was 5, and he studied from that age on in an academy of Zárate. He went to a military high school. She also remembers her uncle Homero was sent to the San Jose boarding school in Buenos Aires, where he won every literary contest he took part in. She also recalls that they were very demanding with themselves as songwriters, talking about Virgilio and Homero. They could make up to 35 versions of one single song until they made up their mind on which was the best.
Un respeto absoluto le tenía.
Esta dijo al cosifal mientras la cosa retosaba, retosaba ya perdida en el fangar.
In 1938, they wrote their first tango song together. They were 19 and 14 respectively. Despite the piece not becoming very popular, it was sung by the then-renowned singer and actress Libertad Lamarque that the brothers had met by chance on a train. When Homero finished high school, he began studying at the Philosophy and Literature School of the University of Buenos Aires. But he didn't graduate, although he gained a considerable literary background that would be reflected on his lyrics and his poetry. His brother Virgilio, in turn, who had played piano since he was little, had as a mentor during his teenage years one of the greatest composers of academic music of our country, Alberto Ginastera, who encouraged his student to compose and expand his musical knowledge. Virgilio was an excellent pianist and he integrated music groups of the most diverse genres, mainly tango, but also jazz. By the early 1940s, the brothers had already penned various pieces that were recorded by the best orchestras and singers of the then fashionable music of Argentina's capital. Of course, we are talking about tango.
Ayer estaba recordando tu casa, mi casa, portal donde la luna se volvió esperando, cedrón en donde el viento se perfuma y pasa, y al ver que nos pusimos viejos y todo fue en vano, siento un vals en tu piano llorar y me pongo a pensar si no llora de amor. Era la era primera que apaga la agujera y enciende el rumor. Una tarde te acuerdas, un beso, debajo del cerezo sellaba nuestro amor. Pudo el amor ser un nudo más duro que pudo luchando vencer. Una casa era pobre hasta rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser. Y así por el recuerdo lloro, tu casa, mi casa, tu amor que está guardado en un estuche de oro. mi amor que al fin de darse se quedó sin brasas. Y al ver que nos pusimos viejos y estamos tan solos, siento un vals en tu piano llorar y me pongo a pensar si no llora de amor. Llega la era primera que apaga la hoguera y enciende el rubor. Una tarde te acuerdas con un beso y bajo del cerezo se llama nuestro amor. Pudo el amor ser un nudo más duro que pudo luchando vencer. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser.
One of those compositions was Absurd, which was recorded by Edmundo Rivero. Very frequently, experts and tango scholars name Homero as the most original and representative of the genre poets, who brought together the characteristics of the two other great lyricists of tango. On one hand, Homero Manzi and his nostalgic romanticism, and also, on the other hand, the skeptical view of Enrique Santos Discépolo. Mimo, as he was called by family and friends, is remembered as a genius, and he's remembered as such by another of the great composers of the time, pianist Attilio Stampone, who recalls this way how they created together the song Affiche.
Bueno, ese tema es mi primer tango que se llama Affiche.
Stampone recalls that Homero Expósito would frequently come home for dinner, and during one of those visits, while Homero ate with his mother in the kitchen, Attilio played the piano in another room. A little later, from a phone, Homero would dictate the tailor-made lyrics to the melody he had heard while having lunch. And that's how Affiche was born, Stampone's first song. Homero was a genius among geniuses, says his old friend.
Y después se iba al café de la esquina.
Cruel en el cartel, la propaganda manda cruel en el cartel y en el fetiche de un afiche de papel se vende la ilusión, se rifa el corazón y apareces tú vendiendo el último jirón de juventud cargándome otra vez la cruz. Cruel en el cartel, te ríes corazón, dan ganas de balearse en un rincón. Ya da la noche a la cancel.
In 1947, at the age of 23, Virgilio is named director of Radio Splendid's orchestra. In addition to composing, he makes musical arrangements, produces other musicians, and travels to the US to play jazz. In the 60s, he moves to Brazil, where he lived for various years, working for RCA Victor label. In Brazil, he records with singer Paul Anka an album entirely in Spanish. Together with his brother Homero, he wrote hundreds of songs, like this one, Makeup, interpreted here by singer Adriana Varela with Virgilio himself on the piano.
Porque ese cielo azul que todos vemos ni es cielo ni es azul. Lástima grande que no sea verdad tanta belleza. Lupercio Leonardo de Argensola, 1559-1613. No, ni es cielo. Ni es azul, ni es cierto tu candor, ni al fin tu juventud. Tú compras el carmín
y el pote de rubor que tiembla en tus mejillas y ojeras con verdín para llenar de amor tu máscara de arcilla. Tú, qué tímida y fatal, te arreglas el dolor después de sollozar. Sabrás cómo te amé un día al despertar, sin fe ni maquillaje, ya lista para el viaje que desciende hasta el color final. Mentira, que son mentiras tu virtud, tu amor y tu bondad, y al fin tu juventud. Mentira, te maquillaste el corazón, mentira sin piedad, qué lástima de amor. Tú compras el carmín y el pote de rubor que tiembla en tus mejillas y ojeras con verdín para llenar de amor tu máscara de arcilla. Tú, qué tímida y fatal, te arreglas el dolor después de sollozar. Sabrás cómo te amé un día al despertar, sin fe ni maquillaje, ya lista para el viaje que desciende hasta el color final.
Scholar José Govelo assures that tango was not made to sing about what you have, but about what you've lost. And there are many Exposito Brothers pieces that completely and utterly respect that norm. One example, Orange Tree in Blossom, interpreted here by singer Roberto Goyeneche.
Era más blanda que el agua, que el agua blanda. Era más fresca que el río, un naranjo en flor. Y en esa calle de estío, calle perdida, dejó un pedazo de vida y se marchó. Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon en el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz. ¿Qué le habrán hecho mis manos? ¿Qué le habrán hecho para dejarme en el pecho tanto dolor, dolor de vieja arboleda, canción de esquina, y con un pedazo de vida, un naranjo en flor? Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensar. pensamiento, perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon con el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado, eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz.
While pursuing a career as a poet, Miro Exposito also tried to start some gastronomic ventures without much success. He also worked hard at the SADAIC organization that defends the rights of Argentine musicians. Homero died in 1987, several years after retiring from writing. Virgilio, in turn, continued playing until his death in 1997. Both were and are recognized as some of the best five tango writers in history. And even though their names are completely tied to tango, we also have to mention Vete de mí, Get Away from Me, a bolero song that the brothers wrote by chance in 1936, which would end up becoming an icon of the genre, recorded more than 400 times by various artists. And this is Virgilio's rendition. Argentina to the World presented the Exposito Brothers. Production, Julieta Galván. Voiceover, Fernando Farías. Edition, Esteban Villarroel.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, Mieseo, Shitie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mukete, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Let's continue paying tribute to Leonardo Fabio on the 12th anniversary of his death in November 5, 2012. We're talking of this massively popular singer and very acclaimed film director, known for films like Crónica de un Niño Solo, Chronicle of a Lonely Child, and the El Romance del Aniceto y la Francisca, the romance of Aniceto and Francisca, among several other films. He also made a series of documentaries on Peronismo, on the Peronist movement. He was an active supporter of General Perón and his political party that are very comprehensive and very useful to understand that period, regardless of the side you're on, if you're more favorable or you are against Peronism. But the documents that he collected
for his documentaries are very useful for understanding the history of Argentina in the 20th century. He actually got to interview General Perón several times while the old leader was exiled in Madrid. I'm talking of the 1960s mainly. So, well, a very important figure who passed away exactly 12 years ago at the age of 76. Pop icon of Argentina, known for singing in the final years of his career with a bandana. That was his signature on stage. He would always, always sing with a bandana, maybe to hide some boldness that he had. We're gonna be playing now another of his classics. This is a song called Fuiste Mía Un Verano, You Were Mine on a Summer. And after that, we'll have a feature on mate tea.
Hoy la vi. Fue casualidad. Yo estaba en el bar. Me miró al pasar. Yo le sonreí y le quise hablar. Me pidió que no, que otra vez era, que otra vez era, que otra vez era. Tierno amanecer. Sé que nunca más. ¿Cómo olvidar tu pelo? ¿Cómo olvidar tu aroma? Si aún navega en mis labios el sabor de tu boca. Cada piba que pase con un libro en la mano me traerá tu nombre como en aquel verano. Fuiste mía un verano, solamente un verano. Yo no olvido la playa y aquel viejo café. Y aquel pájaro herido que entibias en tus manos, ni tu voz ni tus pasos se alejarán de mí. Que otra vez sea, que otra vez sea, tierno amanecer, sé que nunca más.
No es una bebida, es más bien una costumbre, como rascarse. Cuando llega alguien a tu casa, la primera frase es hola y la segunda, unos mates.
Mate is a custom, says radio host Lalomir. It's a custom like scratching yourself. When someone arrives at your place at home, the first thing you say is hello, good morning, welcome. But then you say, hey, do you want some mate?
Ese mate está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma. La mueve de arriba para abajo y te digo para, déjala.
The culture of mate has experienced remarkable expansion worldwide in recent decades.
It has been adopted by many in Europe, especially in Spain and Italy, where various enthusiasts drink it regularly. The Argentine and Uruguayan diaspora has carried mate to other countries, keeping its traditions alive by organizing gatherings and sharing the culture. Zoe Saldana, an American actress and model of Dominican and Puerto Rican background, is counted among its drinkers, and she states.
Empezó en realidad cuando yo era jovencita viviendo en la República Dominicana, que teníamos algunos amigos que eran chilenos y argentinos que iban a la misma escuela que yo. La primera vez que lo probé, me sentí tan despierta.
I drink mate, I like it. I started having it as a young girl in the Dominican Republic, thanks to some Chilean friends that went to school with me. As an adult, I reconnected with mate thanks to my makeup artist. She's from Buenos Aires and drinks it every day. I like it with a little sugar, and she taught me that the water should never boil. I pour the water, leaving some of the yerba dry, and I drink my mate. Mate has been incorporated into wellness and healthy lifestyle trends, and many people see it as an alternative to other caffeinated beverages, appreciating its benefits and the social ritual of sharing it. The growth of the mate market has led to an increase in related products, from bombillas, the straws, to containers or gourds, and also flavored mate herbs. Local and international brands are starting to take mate further and further. In some countries, events and festivals dedicated to mate have begun to be celebrated, educating people about its preparation and consumption, thus strengthening its cultural presence. Sabrina Carpenter, a popular actress and singer in the United States, is also a fan of mate.
Fans know that I have a very terrible obsession with yerba mate. It's an Argentinian tea. I've been an addiction for quite some.
Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter have allowed celebrities and users to share their experiences with mate, generating curiosity and interest around the social media universe. This has contributed to its global visibility. This South American beverage is very common in the football environment. More and more sports people worldwide are drinking mate, as it is beneficial and considered a nootropic due to its stimulating and energizing properties. Physicians recommend having it before training, assuring that athletic performance can increase by up to 5%. And this is due to the benefits this infusion, this beverage, brings both for the mind as well as the body. American actor Viggo Mortensen, of Lord of the Rings fame, lived in Argentina as a child, in the province of Chaco and in Buenos Aires City as well. And in an interview, Viggo has shared how he started drinking mate.
De niño, era en verano. Y en verano se hace una cosa, en vez de agua caliente se le mete, por ejemplo, jugo de naranja, muy fría. Y le
As
dicen,
a child, in the summer, instead of hot water, mate is made with very cold orange juice because of the heat. They call it tereré, and it keeps you awake without making you too nervous, like coffee. And with mate, you can go all day. In this report, we'll introduce some international celebrities who have shown their appreciation for mate, influencing their followers and helping popularize this drink in countries like the US and also in Europe. With Leo Messi and Uruguay's Luis Suarez as main representatives and promoters and ambassadors, the football world is one of the environments where mate has penetrated the most. Influenced Influenced by them, Brazil's Neymar Jr. became a regular consumer. Cristiano Ronaldo started drinking mate thanks to footballers Rodrigo Bentancur and Paulo Dybala, with whom he integrated Juventus in Turin. He's often seen sharing mate with his Argentine wife, Georgina Rodriguez. Another footballer, Juan Román Riquelme, one of the top figures in the history of the sport in the country, has said. I've got two very big vices. One is drinking mate, is the other is eating asado.
Vení sonando, vas dibujando arco iris en la voz. Cada mañana.
French striker Antoine Griezmann, a figure for Atlético de Madrid, has also interacted with numerous Uruguayan and Argentine players throughout his career. They were the reasons he tried mate at that time. Nowadays, Griezmann knows very well how to prepare mate and does it naturally, as he were Argentine or Uruguayan. He claims that matecito gives him energy and compares it to other hot beverages like tea and coffee. Wu Lei from China, Egypt's Mohamed Salah, English player Kieran Trippier and Korea's Son Heung-min are just a few of the international footballers who have tried and helped spread mate worldwide. But mate has not only reached the arena of football. Miley Cyrus, for example, has shared moments on social media where she's seen drinking mate, leading many of her followers to feel curious and inspired to try it. For Miley, mate is not just a drink, but also a way to connect with friends and enjoy social moments. Hollywood actor Chris Evans has mentioned mate on several occasions, surprising many of his followers. Through interviews and posts, he has revealed that he enjoys mate for its flavor and the social experience of sharing it with friends. The lead singer of Metallica, James Hetfield, drinks mate and brings his equipment to every show. The musician has been married since 1997 to an Argentine woman who introduced the rocker to this custom.
El mate no es una bebida. El mate es una costumbre, es un ritual, es una cuestión filosófica. El mate es en el fondo una conversación, es abrazar al otro. Por eso el mate es también intrínsecamente argentino.
Mate is not just a drink. Mate is a custom, it's a ritual, it's a philosophical matter. It's essentially a conversation, embracing the other. That's why mate is intrinsically Argentine. The expansion of mate is an interesting phenomenon that reflects globalization and cultural exchange, becoming a beverage which is appreciated in various contexts. This was Mate from Argentina to the World, a feature produced by Luis Pandini.
Recuerdos queridos, Camba mate en tu rancho, vivían con vos. Eras todo nostalgia, eras todo ternura. Te has quedado en mi pueblo y con mi canción. En tu barrio tranquilo, por las tardecitas, en tu rancho de la solías tocar ese mate criollo que en tus labios tan rojo derramabas dulzura y un recuerdo fugaz.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. Right after the swearing, new foreign minister asked for the resignation of diplomats over Cuba votes at the UN. The government inaugurates a new section of the Vaca Muerta gas pipeline that will save in energy imports.Bolivia, soldiers and police cleared a roadblock of Evo Morales supporters. Venezuela and Iran will jointly manufacture optical fiber. Mirta de Baravaggi, one of the first mothers of Plaza de Mayo, passed away at the age of 99.Formula 1, Argentina's Franco Colapinto was recognized for the best overtake maneuver of October. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, for Tuesday, November 5, 2024.Our sound technician was Sergio Bosco, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Join us tomorrow for a new program of RAE. Ciao. Hasta mañana.